Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin the Perek Revi, the fourth chapter in the Dalam Hilchos Brachos, in the Lords of Blessings, in the Sefer Ahava Book of Love, which in this Perek we discuss regarding when does one have to go back and make a bracha again. As Rambam gives a lachaf regarding first the requirement that a blessing has to be made sitting, and has to be made in a place where he ate. Kolam Varch Berchas Amazon, whoever makes the bracha of benching, of Berchas Amazon, of the grace after meals, or bracha achas main shalish, or what's an abridged version of that, what we call the Ala Michra, or the Ala Eit, or Ala Geffen. One has to make that bracha in the place where he ate, which is the bracha achrayna after eating, which are specifically for Berchas Amazon and the bracha achrayna of the achas min shalosh. Now, achach kashu mahalich, if he ate while he was walking, yoishib b'makam shabasek, he should sit down in the place where he stopped, yivarch, and make the bracha sitting down. Achach kashu emet, if he ate while he was standing, again, yoishib b'makam, he should sit in this place so that one should make the bracha with kabana, yivarch, and he should make the bracha. Now, shachach levarach berchas hamazon. What happens if someone forgot to make berchas hamazon? V'niska koyim sheisakal hamazon should be made. And he recalls before the food has already been digested in his stomach. So mevarach b'makam sheniska. Then he makes the bracha in the place where he recalls. In other words, he's not obligated to go back to the place where he ate. But v'mhoyim mezer, if he deliberately switched his place, then chayzlim koyim mevarach, and he has to go back to the place where he ate and to make the bracha. But there, because the rabbis penalized him because he didn't make the berchas hamazon in the appropriate place. Now, if he did make the bracha in the place where he recalled, after the fact he has fulfilled his obligation. So, too, if let's say he made the bracha while he was standing, or while he was walking, he has fulfilled his obligation. But initially, one should not make the bracha zamazin, and not the bracha achas mein shalash, only be sitting in the place where he ate, but again, after the fact, one will fulfill his obligation. Sif, halacha beis. Halacha regarding a doubt or if he forgot. Mishnah stop b'kolim bercha maitzi. Let's say someone's not sure. Did he make a maitzi or lay bercha maitzi? Did he not make the bracha before eating bread? In the chiz mevarach. Here he does not go back and make another bracha. It's not biblical. So the suffix drabban is going to be the kula. Now shach lebarach maitzi. Let's say someone forgot to make a maitzi. Not he's not sure. He didn't make it. So in this actually gomer sudasa. If he recalls before he didn't finish his meal, he's still eating. Chiz mevarach. He goes and makes a bracha because he still have the food that you're about to eat. But if you recall after you finish already, then in the chazam you don't go back and make a bracha because it's only before you eat, you already ate. Halacha gimel, regarding changing one's place, called shina makam. Someone's eating in one house. And he stopped his meal, he went to another house. Or he was eating. His friend called him out to speak with him. And then he went out to the opening outside of his house, and then he comes back. Since he changed his place from the room that he was in and he went outside, one has to first make berchas hamazon mafreya, going backwards al masha ochel and what he ate. Now he has to go back and make a new bracha of a maitzi on the new meal he's eating. In other words, it's like a new meal. So you have to bench on the first wall and then you have to make a berchas maitzi and then he can finish his meal, because when you switch your place, it's like it's stopping the eating and it's like you finished. So you have to make a bracha achrayna on what you finished eating. And then by default, you have to make a new bracha of a maitzi, because the bracha of the suud, previous suud, is not going to exempt this whole new suud that you're having afterwards. Halacha dalet. Chadeirim shohi yeshim lechel. If you had a group of people that were sitting together eating, v'yotu l'kas chasna l'kas kal, they went out to greet the groom or the bride. So imen nichushem zakan achaylef, they left the elder person there, or the ill person there, that wasn't able to go out with the rest of them, then chayisim koyimim begoyim suudas, and then they could go back to the place and they could finish their suud. The einam tzrich levarach shnei, one does not have to make a second bracha because since some of them remained, so it didn't nullify their original establishment of their meal. But if they didn't leave any person left over when they went out, yeah, then tzrich and bracha mafrei, you have to make a bracha on what you had previously eaten. When they go back, I mean, in other words, when they're leaving, they have to first make a berachas hamazon, because one's not supposed to leave before that, and you realize you're going out for the bride or the groom. Okay, make a berachas hamazon, and when they come back, they have to make a new brach of hamaitzi when they start continuing, but really like a new meal that they're having. Aloha hey. So if they were reclining, sitting around drinking, so they're eating fruits, even though that reclining is not so permanent like those who sit around eating bread, in spite of this, if one of them remains, it also will have the same halacha, not mevat the kvisa they had, and they would not have to make a new bracha. Now, this is going back on the ikra halacha in halacha dalad, and hey, because whoever changes his place, that severs his eating, Therefore, you have to first make a bracha achrayna on what you had previously eaten. And then you go back and you initially go and now make a new bracha v'amitzi, or whatever it is that you're going to continue eating. Now, if someone changes his spot, however, from one corner to another corner in the same room, in the tzarklach zavarcha, he does not have to go ahead and make a new bracha. But if he's eating outdoors in the eastern part of a fig tree, then he's going to eat on the western side of the fig tree, tzarklach zavarcha, there he'd have to go back and make a new bracha, because since the fig tree is in between the two places where he ate, it would be considered as a new area. They would have to make a new bracha. Halacha Vav continues regarding what blessings exempt other things. Beidach al hapas. So if you made the bracha on the bread, Peter es hapaparois sho'icham min hapas. So that exempts the appetizer that eats the bread with, mimini hatavshul, from different types of cooked dishes, the potatoes and fruits that you eat with the bread, or creates from all similar things. It's all including the bracha of the bread. Of beidach al hapaparois, but if you made a bracha on the appetizer, lepita sapas, that does not exempt the blessing for the bread. Beidach al maisa gededa. Some type of contrast. If one makes a bracha on the foods that are made with different types of grain that are cooked in a pot, Peter as a tafshel, the bracha on that would exempt a cooked dish that's not from grain and it's not as sustaining as a ma'aseh gedera. So it's lesser and it would be secondary. But Peter al tafshel, to make a bracha only on the cooked dish without grain, like Peter as ma'aseh gedera, that would not exempt the ma'aseh gedera, because since it's not as sustaining, it's not as significant to exempt the ma'aseh gedera that sustains. Lachazayin, regarding interrupting one's meal. Gama beliba melacha l'malishas. For someone, he had in mind, okay, he's done eating it or done drinking. V'achkech nimlach lachal l'malishas. Then he changed his mind, he wants to eat or drink. Ava b'shul ashin mekami, even though he didn't change his place, chayzim mevarcha, we'd have to go back and make a new bracha. Because there's a masiach das, already removed his consciousness from this first meal. So it's the bracha, the original bracha is not there anymore. Now, v'im loy gama beliba, if he didn't make up his mind, eladayte lachzul lach l'malishas, rather his intent was to continue eating and drinking. Then that fellow pasuk kalim kula, even if he stopped eating the entire day in the tzarch levarach shenis, he would not have to go back and make a new bracha as long as he has not in the interim gone out to another area. Halacha ches hoyishaisin, if they were drinking, which they would do at the end of their meals, v'amun they said, okay, bayu nevarach berachas mazon, no, let me again, let's go and make berachas mazon, let's bench. Oy bayu nekadosh kedoshim, let's go and sanctify, let's make an early Shabbos, let's start and sanctify the day of Shabbos. Already neser alim lishtes. Now they can't drink or eat anymore. Achi yavarchu. In the case of the first case, until they make berachas hamazon, because once they say let's bench, it's as if they started already the bracha and it's already your meal is over. Oyikachu. Or they have to make kiddush because now they eat and drink before kiddush. You said let's be makabel Shabbos. Vimratzu lachzav lishtes koyim shivarchu yikachu. But let's say they want to continue drinking before they make berachas hamazon or before they make kiddush. Now apishin brisham. Although they're not allowed to, as we just said. But if they will go, they have to go ahead and now make a new bracha when they're starting, because by saying, they revealed their intention that they were done with the meal, and the bracha will not exempt what was previously made. So they have to make a bar priagaf, a new bracha on the wine, and then they can drink it. But in contrast, they said, let's and they said, oh, let's make Abdullah, let's end Shabbos already, then they do not have to go back and make a new bracha, because if one started his Shalosh Shudas when it's still daytime, even if it's way after Shabbos, it doesn't end it. It's not considered like by Kiddush, like Shabbos starts automatically. And therefore, even by saying, let's go make Abdullah, it's not considered an interruption to have to go ahead and make a new bracha. Now, halacha test regarding if one is drinking wine, as we said, there are certain times that you would make a new bracha, but not for the Bar Priagafen. Let's say they were reclining, drinking wine. And then someone brought a different type of wine. Let's say they were drinking red wine. Vivir Shachar, some brought black wine. A Yashan, or it was old wine, Vivir Chadash, and someone brought new wine. In Tzrichon Levarach, Berchaz Ayan Pam Shnei, they don't have to make a bracha on the wine a second time. Av Levarach, but what they do make is a bracha to Hashem, the King, Melechayil, Mesri Hashem, our God, King of the world, Hatoiv Vahameitav, that's good and does good. He's good, meaning for me, and he does good for others who are having pleasure with me, with the wine, this new type of wine that we're going to drink. Regarding the bracha, it has to be made directly on the food or drink that one is going to eat. So, im avarchan al oichel min kol ocholim. One does not make a bracha on any food that he's going to eat, below a mashkem and a kol mashkem, or any beverage that he's going to drink, at shiyav lefanav until it's brought in front of him. Then beirach ba'achka chivil lefanav. Let's say someone made the bracha, and only then was it brought in front of him. So, achlav zavach, you have to go ahead and make a bracha over again. Now, let's say nothal oichel oberchalub. Let's say someone took a food out of it and he made a bracha on it, but enough of the other minister, if it fell out of his hand, went straight into the grill and it got burnt. Or it fell into the river and the river took it away. So nitlachar, you take another food. V'chayzim avarchalav, and you have to make a new bracha on it, even if it's from the same type that you'd make the bracha on, because when you made the bracha, it was intention the one that you're holding in your hand, and that got lost. But v'tzarchalav, you have to say, Baruch Shem, blessed is the name, Kavod Machusei, the glory of his kingdom, lo'ilam bo'ed, forever and ever. Abracha Roshan, the first bracha that he made, which was essentially in vain, because he had to make a new bracha, and that one was not on anything. So when you say Baruch Shem Kavod Machusei, that's Kedesh Lo Leitzer Shem Shemem Levatol, the one should not say out the name of heaven in vain. So when you say Hashem's name, and then you say Baruch Shem Kavod Machusei, it's a glorification of his name, and not that it was said in vain. A person could stand on the side of a stream of water. He can make a bracha and drink. Now, although the water that was in front of him when he made the blessing, it's not the water that he drinks because the river is constantly flowing. That was his original intent. He knows it's flowing. In contrast to what we said before, when you dropped something and the river took it away, that was not your intent for the other food item, and therefore there you would have to make a new bracha. What's included in the meal? So dvar mabam b'teich asuda, things that come during the meal, they machmes asuda, and they're because of the meal. In other words, let's say meat and fish, which are normally eaten with a bread meal. So in b'tzrichim bracha lefneim l'lachrim, one does not have to make a bracha rishayna on them before one eats, and one does not have to make a bracha rishayna on those things specifically after they eat. Ela brechas amaitzi shabetchila, rather the bracha of amaitzi on the bread initially, or brechas amazon shabesayv, and the benching that's done at the end on the bread, b'teich asakol exempts everything that's included for the meal. Because shakot fail the suda, everything is secondary to the meal, which is primarily the bread. Now, advam she'en machmas asuda, now things that are not because of the meal, in other words, like figs and grapes, which are not generally eaten together with bread, and they don't come to satiate, shabo b'teich asuda, if they come in the meal. So, tune the bracha lefneim, you would have to make a bracha before you eat those things, because they're not for the primary meal, so the bracha on the bread would not exempt them, but v'loy lachrim. But one would not have to make a bracha after eating them, because the brechas amazon exempts whatever comes in the meal. Now, however, dvar mabam la'achar, so the things that come after the meal, like a dessert, bein machmas asuda, whether because of the meal, bein shalei machmas asuda, whether not because of the meal, two of the bracha lefneim l'achrim, one would require bracha before and after, because the bracha of amaitzi and the berachas hamazon does not exempt only things that are eaten because of the primary meal, not these things that come as the dessert. Halachid beis, pshabas yom tovim, on Shabbos, Yom Tov, or Besud HaKaz HaSadam, or on the meal when they do, after they did the bloodletting, when they were weak, they would eat a meal. Uver Shoshayot on the Merchaz, or when it comes out of the bathhouse, Koyotz, in those similar types of situations, Shodim Kiveya Sudas Al Yain, in those times they would establish their meals on wine. Shabbos, Yom Tov, of course, and on bloodletting, these things were good for them to have wine when they come out of the bathhouse. So in those situations, in Berech Al Yain Shalafanei HaMazon, if you made a bracha on the wine before the meal, it's going to exempt the wine that you're going to drink after the meal, which you're making a bracha on before you're doing benching, because since he knows he's going to drink wine after the meal, his intent already was, in the beginning when he made the bracha, that it should go on those things too. But all of the days, which a person not necessarily is going to have another cup of wine, so then he has to go ahead back and initially make a new bracha on the wine that comes after the meal before berachas hamazon, because he didn't know he's going to have it, so his intention and his focus of the bracha was not on that. Now, balam yain b'teich hamazon, when they get wine in the middle of the meal, if that's when the wine is initially brought, everyone should make their own independent bracha, and you shouldn't have one person exempting everyone else, because she'im beis abli upon the she'anu amen, their throats are not available when you're middle eating to respond amen, and it would be dangerous if they'd actually answer amen. So let everyone make their own bracha. And moreover, in the poitah se'en shalach hamazon does not exempt the wine that comes after the meal, because the wine that comes in the middle of the meal is just to help the food digest. It's not so significant to exempt what comes after the meal, which is a more type of a dignified type of a drinking. Hence, it would not exempt that a drinking of the wine of after the meal.